Hello and welcome to Developing Perspective. Developing Perspective is a podcast discussing news of note in iOS development, Apple, and the like. It's never longer than 15 minutes. I'm your host, David Smith. I'm an independent iOS developer based in Herndon, Virginia. This is show number 47, and today is Wednesday, May 17th. All right, so before I get into the main topic for today's show, I just wanted to briefly touch on yesterday's launch. So if you've been following along for the last couple of episodes, that's kind of been the arc that I've been talking about, kind of the process of launching an app. Yesterday was the big day, and I'd say it went well. It's nothing sort of wild and crazy. My server configurations and all those things held up just fine. A little bit of extra load, but nothing too unheard of. Certainly no more than things like Christmas, for example, or those types of days where the servers have, held on. It was overall a good day. I've gotten some great feedback, and the thing that honestly was the most reinforcing is, it's always weird when you go to sleep as an independent because you never know what's going to happen with your servers, you never know what's going to be sort of going on. And, woke up this morning, opened up the App Store, and Audiobooks has a 5-star review. All the reviews so far have been 5 stars, people are loving it, and that's just incredibly satisfying. So, I'm sure that I've had one crash report come in from somebody and, a few little things, but, in general, it went well, and thanks to all of you who, went out and downloaded it or told a friend or whatever. I really appreciate that. But overall, it was a good day. And so I guess that's kind of the fun part of being a developer. Got home. My wife had made a nice dinner kind of to celebrate. And, it's nice. It's nice to be able to finish something and to see it in the store and to be proud of it. Because it's kind of a funny thing where I was thinking about it yesterday about how even if it had sort of bombed in some ways or even if the downloads didn't go up as much as I may have hoped, but at the end of the day, I know the app is better than it was. I am very confident of that. And at the end of the day, I think that, I'm proud of what's in the store now in a way that I wasn't necessarily as proud before. And so, it's a big win. All right, so I'm going to kind of transition into the main topic for today, which is a little bit about sort of, goals. And this is kind of the thing I've been thinking about today and yesterday as I've kind of wrapped up this big arc that I've been working on for months and months and months. It's finally out. It's finally in the store. I'll do a few bug fixes and things, but I'm not expecting to kind of be working on audiobooks as intensely for the next, sort of short period, at least until WWDC. And so it kind of got me thinking, okay, so what am I, sort of what do I want to do next and those kinds of things. And I have some app work I need to do on one of my other apps, which is a recipe manager. Moreover, it was kind of like I was trying to ask the meta question, kind of ask the question behind what I should do next rather than just, I should dive into working on this next app. And it was kind of like, what do I want, what does success look like for my apps? What does success look like for my writing? What does success look like for this podcast? And the reality is, I found that in general, it's easy and constructive to kind of measure yourself if you can create kind of goals for what you would kind of define success for yourself as. And often, I find these best aren't, at best, if these aren't financial goals, if these aren't things that it's like, I want to make $1 million. It's like that. It's very concrete, but it's also very ephemeral. You've made $1 million, but the process of getting there, it's like, what does that even look like? How do you go about doing that? And moreover, are you going to be optimizing for the right things if your goal is to make $1 million? It's kind of like if you're a game developer, are you trying to be Zynga and make money, or are you trying, who's like sitting there churning out, making people, sort of addicted to your game in a way that just sort of forces them to keep giving you money, versus, making an awesome game that is successful because it's awesome. And, I imagine, if you're the kind of person who listens to a show like this, you're hopefully more of the latter. You want to make something awesome. And so that's a bit more subjective and a bit more difficult to kind of put your finger on. But it's still, I think, a worthwhile thing to kind of try to put into perspective for yourself of, what does success look like for you? And so this is kind of where I've been thinking about, as I've been working on my next things and kind of where I am more generally for where I put my attention. And so there's kind of three areas right now that I'm putting my attention in, and that's my apps, that's my blog, davidsmith.org, and this podcast, which you're listening to right now. And I've kind of come up with, I think, my goals, and I think it's worth even talking about them publicly, both because they may be helpful for you, but also because if I talk about them publicly, I'm more likely to sort of hold myself accountable to them. And so this is just kind of where I am, you know, today, and it may change, but this is kind of, these are my goals, this is what I'm aspiring towards. And in general, what I try and do is to set my goal to be something that is clearly sort of definable, that I'll know when I get there. It's not something that I'm going to struggle to know, like, well, it's, you know, it's like, I want to have a successful app, for example, would be a very bad goal, because what does that mean? What does it mean to be successful? What does it mean to be, you know, any kind of subjective word there, you know, I want to be well known, I want to, all those kinds of things. You want something that you can kind of be concrete about. And so, you know, today, for apps, I think my goal for an app is to be featured by Apple in the, you know, in iTunes as one of the apps that they do, new and noteworthy, staff picks, all those kinds of categories. And it's, what I like about that is it's you want a goal that's just beyond your grasp, in the sense that it's not something that you can easily do, you know, or that for you is easy to do. Not that it's necessarily an easy task, you know, like, for some people, shipping an app is the goal. Like, the goal is the process of getting it out the door. For me, I've been doing this for long enough that that's not so much the difficulty. The difficulty is then, okay, I want to make an app that's noteworthy enough that Apple puts it up front in the store. You know, that has other financial benefits. That has all kinds of other perks. But it's something that I can look at and say, if I'm building an app and I'm trying to optimize it for it being attracting Apple's attention, what does that look like? What kind of apps tend to have that effect? And, you know, it works well for me to kind of be thinking in those ways. For a while, I used to think, my goal is to win an ADA, to win an Apple Design Award. But in reality, what I think is that was actually not as motivating as I would like, because it's one of those things I can say it, oh, I want to win an ADA. But, like, in the back of my mind, my sort of my internal second thought is, oh, that's never going to happen. You know, it's just, there's only like 5 or 6 people in the world who ever win one a year, and of those people, most of them are, you know, have skills beyond what I have on the design side. You know, I think my coding, is one of those things that I think I could perhaps compete on, but I don't think on a design side, that's just not earned skills that I have, and so having that as a goal is just perhaps a bit unrealistic and unmotivating, because if I don't believe it myself, it's just never really gonna happen. So that's kind of where I am. You know, it's like I want an app that would be featured, and I mean, we'll see what happens tomorrow. The app store refreshes on Thursdays, and I mean, if audiobooks was there, I'd be thrilled. It'd be awesome, and I'd, you know, it's like it's important to celebrate it, and I would. You know, I've had a couple of apps featured, and it's just been a privilege to see your app there, and. You know, it's the kind of thing, like, what I do is I go in and, I take screenshots and I print them out and I put them up on my, you know, in my office and I, you know, celebrate and remind myself that, yeah, you did it. You can do that. You know, so when you're hitting a really rough day and you just don't want to do whatever it is you're doing, you can kind of look over and be like, yeah, I can do this. You know, I've done it before. And so, you know, that's kind of where I am with apps. And then sort of the next area where I was talking about is like with my blog. And this is, again, an area where, as I started, I'm not necessarily a writer by nature. It's not something that comes easily to me, or I have a lot of skill just in generally. And so when I started writing, I was kind of being like, why do I want to blog? Why do I want to write? And I mean, I think it's because I feel like I have useful insights to share that would benefit other people, and that I'd like to share that voice, you know, with other people. And, you know, it's not really financial. There's no ads on my blog. And I'd be surprised if there ever were. It's just not the kind of thing that I seek to make money from. I'd rather it be a place that people can just go and find useful. You know, I may make some money from it, just sort of tangentially from people going and liking my apps and buying them. But, you know, it's not financial in its goal. It's not financial as its goal. And so instead it makes me wonder, like, you know, so how do I measure that? It's not like I want page. It's not like I need 1 million page views. I want 100,000 uniques. It's like, I find those things kind of, because you can't So you're optimizing again for the wrong things. If my goal is page views, it's like I should just be posting like crazy rumor iPhone 6 will have, you know, shiny black blah blah blah. Like, it's not like you can drive page views by just kind of speculating and being sensational, but that's not particularly interesting to me. And so for me, I've always kind of, my goal, it may sound a little funny, but my goal is always to write such that I could be, feel sort of, it would feel appropriate to be linked to on Daring Fireball. And so Daring Fireball is, you know, I think my favorite website of all. And it, you know, it's John Gruber's site where he writes great articles and links to interesting stuff. And I've always, my goal is kind of, I always kind of write with that quality bar in mind, that it's good enough to feel at home in that environment. And so that's kind of what I, you know, sort of what I keep in mind. And so I'm writing an article, I'm keeping that in mind. I'm thinking about what, you know, is this concise enough? Is this to the point? Is it interesting enough? Does it grab things that it, you know, that I'd feel proud of it being sort of listed in and amongst, you know, many of the great articles and things that get linked to there. And even moreover, that sensiness and that John Gruber would think is sort of worthwhile, is interesting enough. So, you know, and that's happened a couple of times. And, you know, the first time it happened, you know, same thing. Took a screenshot of, you know, my article linked on Daring Fireball and printed it out, put it in a frame, and it's, you know, it's up in my office. And it's nice to have something so concrete that, you know, I can kind of measure and look at and say, yeah, I did that. And, you know, I've done it. I think I've had three links there. And so, you know, it's something I'm proud of. You know, and then kind of thinking about this podcast, it's something, you know, for me, I started off just kind of as a, you know, as a side project. And in many ways, it is still a side project, but, you know, it has an increasingly large following. And so I kind of was thinking about, you know, how do I quantify that? It's like number of downloads, number of people who mentioned me on Twitter about it. Like, you know, that doesn't sound very motivating or interesting. And so, you know, it's like I'm a big 5x5 fan. I love the network that Dan Benjamin has, you know, runs. And, you know, I'm a bit of a super fan, if I'm honest. And for me, it's kind of, I've always tried to do a show that was has sufficient quality that it would, you know, fit in that lineup of shows. And one day, maybe I'd end up on the five, you know, being invited to join the 5x5 network. I mean, that'd be awesome. But that's kind of the goal for what I'm thinking about it as. It's like, I want a show that fits in there. So when I'm doing something or I'm tweaking something or I'm playing with stuff, it's like, you know, if this was, you know, a show that came on between Build and Analyze, Hypercritical, The Incomparable, and The Talk Show, you know, would it fit in? Would it, you know, would the sound quality make sense? Would the subject matter, would the polish, would all the things that kind of go into a show, would it fit in? And if it does, then, you know, I'm doing well, and who knows, maybe one day that'll actually happen. But even if it doesn't, the goal is that that's kind of what I'm keeping in mind as I do the show. And so that's kind of how I do it. And I think it's just a constructive exercise to be thinking of ways where you can objectively measure success, but ideally in ways that aren't sort of purely sort of quantitative, so that you're, you know, these things where you're almost, you're drawing your success from other people thinking you're awesome, and by choosing people with excellent taste to define that for you. And so that's kind of how I do it. It may not work for everybody, but, you know, that's kind of what I do. And so when I write an app, I'm thinking, I want Apple, you know, would Apple like this? Would it be feature worthy? When I'm writing, it's like, is this the kind of thing that someone like, you know, John Gruber would like? Would it be good enough quality for him to think is interesting and give it, you know, give a link to? And, you know, it's like with my podcast, are the words I'm saying, is the environment and, you know, the technology and the editing and all the things that go into it, are they of high enough quality that it would fit in that context? So that's how I do it. All right, that's it for today's show. Hopefully that's interesting. Definitely, if you have questions or thoughts, now that I finished that big arc on launching an app, it would be helpful if you have any questions or thoughts to let me know so I can address them on the show. The best way to get a hold of me is on Twitter. I'm _DavidSmith on Twitter, or the show is DevPerspective on Twitter. You can reply to either of those with questions, comments, concerns. As always, if you have any you know, thoughts, I'd love to hear them. It's always just encouraging to me to know that other people are listening. And if you like the show, please either rate it in iTunes. Apparently that's helpful. I'm not really sure. Or just tell a friend. Either way, it's would be a big, you know, big thank you from me if you did that. And otherwise, I hope you have a good day. Happy coding, and I will talk to you later.